Roughly 15 million people around the world work informally in trash dumps. They scavenge stuff that can be reused, recycled, even eaten. Yep, it's about the worst job you can imagine. But there is an alternative, and it's coming to life in Morocco. That's where one group of former trash pickers are now employees at a new recycling center. Rebecca Rossman has the story.
It's a lovely and sunny day in a creche, just outside Morocco's capital, Rabat. But Yassine Mazout doesn't much like standing in the sun. That's because for 10 years when he was a kid, he worked at night, outside right here. We're on a hill that used to be home to Rabat's biggest landfill. Yassine speaks to me in French, a second language for many Moroccans.
I didn't get to play with other kids. I spent every second of free time working here to make money for my family.
Several times a week, Yassine would come here straight from school and work through the night as a dump picker, gleaning anything he could sell from the trash. He was one of several hundred trash pickers. It was tough work, but it wasn't just the filth and hazards of the landfill itself. Yassine's a naturally subdued guy, but at the landfill, he says he had to be aggressive. But he says being here doesn't bring back bad memories.
It's just a piece of my history. We all have histories. Bad or good, but man is able to change.
Yassine speaks from experience. He's seen his fellow trash pickers turn from enemies into family. It happened here, at a new recycling center a few miles away. When the government shut down the old landfill in 2010, the trash pickers were offered jobs at the new facility. It's called Azza, and instead of digging through a mountain of trash outdoors, the workers here sort recyclable items off a conveyor belt in a new building. Najat Rabat used to work next to Yassine at the landfill. Now she works with him here.
Before, I could work up to 13 hours a day in horrible conditions. Now it's only 6 hours and in much better conditions.
The pay is also better. Workers have insurance benefits, even free transportation to work. And instead of ruthless competition, the culture is based on cooperation. But getting here wasn't easy. Mehdi Gedi is a consultant who advised the workers on the transition.
They worked at a landfill without any rules. So the state said to them, if you want to keep working, you need to make a cooperative, and you need to have rules.
Gedi says it was difficult for the workers to abandon their old lifestyle. But it slowly came together. The workers named their new cooperative Atawafouk, which loosely translates to trust. They agreed that everyone would make the same salary. They chose council members and a president. And every year since the cooperative was founded, Yassine has been elected president. He's a superstar, says this co-worker. As president, it's his job not just to organize his colleagues. He also has to stand up for their interests with management. But even managers admire him.
Yassine was not what you would call in French a béni oui oui.
Gérard Prenon is a former manager at the facility.
When you suggested something, he wouldn't just say yes. He defended the interests of the cooperative. But we always found a compromise, and it allowed us to innovate this kind of relationship.
Today, most cooperative members say they couldn't imagine going back to the way things were at the landfill. And the change is also good for the environment. The cooperative recycled more than 12,000 tons of trash last year and hopes to double that this year. That's only a small slice of Morocco's waste, but it could be the start of something bigger.
The success story of the Tawafouk cooperative, it can definitely be replicated.
Maria Saraf is an environmental economist at the World Bank, which helped fund the project.
El Tawafouk was the first one, but if we come back in a few years, there should be many more of them.
In fact, the World Bank is already helping launch 18 similar projects in Morocco. They're expected to create about 1,000 formal jobs for waste pickers. And Saraf believes the model could spread elsewhere to help transform the lives of some of the millions of dump pickers around the world. For his part, Yassine Mazout is working to help create more recycling cooperatives in Morocco. But things move slowly here. And for now, his cooperative remains the only one. It's not perfect, he says, but it's a huge step forward.
There's lots of things we're missing, but we have a real source of work. The spirit of the cooperative is work.
For the World, Rebecca Rossman, Rabat.